From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, how escape rooms take puzzle solving to the next level. First, though, 12 Syrian refugees are expected to join their families in Dallas and Houston today. State officials have been trying to stop this for weeks. Shortly after last month's terror attacks in Paris, Governor Greg Abbott announced Texas would not accept Syrian refugees for safety reasons. The White House told states they don't have legal authority to block refugee placement. Texas sued the federal government and the nonprofit International Rescue Committee last week, but the state withdrew an earlier request for a restraining order against the group of Syrians arriving today. The state says it will continue forward with a lawsuit. Another 9 refugees are scheduled to arrive in Houston Thursday. The Dallas Landmark Commission will vote today on making the Lakewood Theater a historic landmark. The commission voted to start the historic designation process in September after workers began ripping out theater seats and neighbors came in to save them. If the historic designation is approved today, it'll go on to the City Plan Commission and the City Council. Now to Vital Signs, where we examine common health issues. Today, diverticulitis, a colon problem that can cause pain, obstruction, and fever. A recent study found diverticulitis has been on the rise in the U.S. I talked about this with Dr. Christian Mayorga, a gastroenterologist with Parkland Hospital System. What exactly is diverticulitis?
Before we talk about diverticulitis, it's important to know what diverticulosis is. All along the GI tract, the esophagus, the small intestine, or the large intestine, small outpouchings called diverticula can form along the lining of those organs. Sometimes these diverticula can cause symptoms. And in the colon, those symptoms can be an inflammatory condition called diverticulitis or diverticular bleeding, we call it.
The pouches are fairly common, especially for older people, right?
By the time we reach 50 or 60, it affects about half of the population, we estimate. And as we get closer to 80 years old, close to 75%.
What is it about age that brings this on?
For a disease that's so common, we know so little about it. It may be related to a particular segment in the colon, the sigmoid colon, that is particularly susceptible to the development of diverticulosis. Mm-hmm. And it may have to do with how the wall is in that particular area. It's relatively weak. Combination of the characteristics of the wall of the sigmoid colon plus the increased pressures within that segment of the colon can lead to formation of these pockets. But that's just a theory.
Well, a recent study suggests cases of diverticulitis increased from the late 90s to the mid-2000s. Do we have any idea why?
You would expect as the population ages, the incidence of diverticulitis goes up as well. But what they found in the study, in the age group of 40 to 49, there was a disproportionate increase in the incidence of diverticulitis. Why that is, it's unclear. There's been speculation that some of the risk factors for diverticulitis includes obesity and smoking. So obviously we know that obesity is at an epidemic level.
So therefore you might suspect there would be more cases of diverticulitis.
So that's the leading theory now is that the prevalence of obesity in the United States goes up, so will the incidence of diverticulitis in a younger population.
What about diet as a possible cause? Hasn't low fiber intake been associated with diverticulitis?
What I tell my patients is, if you haven't been diagnosed with it, will diet make a big difference in your development of diverticulosis? The answer is unclear. We're not really sure. There's a lot of controversy there. If you do have diverticulosis, will diet make an impact in terms of your developing the complications of diverticulosis, diverticulitis, or bleeding? A low-fiber diet does increase your risk of developing the complications.
In the meantime, how serious is diverticulitis?
The majority of patients will recover without consequences. They're given a short course of antibiotics, and you know the doctor says, if you don't feel better, then give me a call and we'll get you into the hospital. A subset of patients do eventually seek medical care through the emergency room and are admitted. The majority of them can be treated just with antibiotics, IV fluids, or giving them a what we call a bland diet. A smaller subset of patients do develop complications related to diverticulitis and the development of pockets of infection adjacent to the area where the inflammation is. rupture of the colon where the inflammation is, which requires surgery to repair. And the late consequences can be intestinal obstructions. The colon lays down scar tissue, and they're scarring and narrowing of the colon in that particular area.
What would a person do to prevent a case of diverticulitis?
The prevention of diverticulitis has to do with the risk factors, obviously, and that obesity is associated with the complications of diverticulosis. And we also know that smoking is another risk factor.
Dr. Mayorga, thank you for being with me.
Appreciate it.
Dr. Christian Mayorga is a gastroenterologist with Parkland Hospital System. Some gamers have taken puzzles to the next level, allowing themselves to be locked in a room until they figure out how to escape. Laura Nagire explores the escape room craze that's come to North Texas.
One, five.
Oh, wait, that's wrong.
Eight adults are gathered around a box, struggling with a stubborn combination lock. When they get the box open, they'll get another clue. There are only 15 minutes left on the clock and several other puzzles to solve inside this theater-themed escape room. These puzzle fans have each paid $30 to be here, and although they're not actually locked in the room, the idea of being trapped adds to the challenge. Tyler Lucas, an employee at Room with a Clue, explains the rules.
The goal is to find that final key to this box. Once you open it, just hold down that button until that comes on, beeps twice, and you win.
Room with a Clue is new to Dallas's Deep Bellum neighborhood. It opened just before Halloween. Business is booming, and its three escape rooms, the theater, the creepy attic, and the ocean liner, are booked solid almost every weekend. Co-owner Patrick Emile says he didn't expect it to take off this quickly.
So we opened up with just two rooms mid-October, and we were overwhelmingly busy. We had no idea that it was going to be like that day one. And then all of a sudden, the phone starts ringing off the hook, and people are just booking like mad.
Mfun Planter was one of those eight people trying to figure out the lock. She likes solving puzzles and says teamwork is a big part of the escape room experience.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was fun and challenging. And I liked how our whole group kind of split up to like handle all the different tiny tasks and then came together and like opened the boxes.
Her thoughts on being locked in a room?
I didn't really know what to expect. I'm really glad there weren't any zombie people or any of the horror stuff in there to like terrify you while you're trying to solve the puzzle.
Jeff Harrington is a mystery writer. He's also a cruciverbalist. That's a fancy way of saying he makes crossword puzzles, some of which have been picked up by the New York Times. Harrington says escape rooms appeal to those who are experiential learners.
You actually have to experience and act out the puzzle and solve it. It's a combination. You're still being cerebral, but you're also experiencing the puzzle from a physical standpoint.
And he says solving puzzles can be a way of coping with bigger, seemingly insurmountable problems.
If I can't deal with ISIS right now, or if I can't deal with the presidential election and the craziness of all that, I can solve something even if I can't solve the world's problems.
Brendan Colliger, Room with a Clue's other co-owner, says people have a need to stretch their brains.
I think people like to apply their mind. There's a lot of things we do that are kind of just mindless, you know, and this is a way to kind of engage your intellect and to think and still have fun doing it.
And after an hour of work, for gamers like Mfun Planter, there is joy in finally completing the puzzle.
I don't know, I just like puzzles.
For KERA News, I'm Lauren Aguirre.
And finally, Fort Worth musician Leon Bridges is finishing off his breakout year with a shot at a Grammy. His album Coming Home is nominated for Best R&B Album. Two previous North Texas winners, Kelly Clarkson and Snarky Puppy, are nominated again this year. The Grammys will be handed out February 15th. And the forecast, sunny skies, high today around 65, 41 now in Dallas, 42 degrees in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.